98.5 began broadcasting full-time on Australia Day in 1988. This week, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary year. As part of the celebrations, we're looking back at some of the milestone moments of our history, like the massive concert in 1993 for our fifth birthday. Sunshine Under the Stars featured local, national and international acts. The concert at Belvoir Amphitheatre was recorded and later broadcast across Australia on Channel 7. One of the most popular performers on the night was singer-songwriter Chris Folsom, who joins me now on the phone. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for remembering me after all these years.
Hard to believe that Sunshine Under the Stars was 20 years ago. What do you remember of the concert?
I sort of remember the build-up as much too, because I live in LA now, and I traveled back and forth a few times, and I remember thinking, I was connecting more with you guys, how much more advanced you were than any radio station here was as far as having a blended audience, across the board. And that's something I just loved, and I guess I felt I had permission to be that way myself when I was playing that event, and always chatting with you guys. I remember talking about Eric Clapton and Sting and all these different performers that you were playing at the time, and so I have really great fond memories. And I remember when I was here in LA for years, I was telling everybody about you guys. Yeah, you guys should start a station like those guys out in Perth, and I don't think I've ever heard anyone do it here as well as you guys.
1993 was a big year for you, as you mentioned. You moved to LA, and that was the big year for you. What caused that move?
I have two answers for this. Depends who I'm speaking to. The non-Christian story is that Hollywood or LA was the dream place to come to as a songwriter, but to the Mecca, and that was true. And I got a record deal, and I sort of followed my dream. But the faith-based part was both my wife and I just got it on our heart to LA was on our heart. So that preempted, that was before the record deal thing happened. Part of Christian City Church in Sydney. At that time, we were planting churches all over the world. And in my travels, I came here, and I came here the week of the riots, which was the year before. And it just impacted me. And that's kind of the main reason. And I think 20 years later, I'm living almost right in the center of all those riots. I was just interesting that I think it's taken 20 years to actually get the roots deep in the ground to be doing. That's what I thought I was going to do 20 years ago.
And you have had an interesting journey. You've continued with your songwriting and releasing albums, but you've done a lot of music for other people too, and for different television shows and movies.
I probably love most playing and singing. I think that feels the most natural. But as connecting or communicating, and perhaps the path of going further, it was always songwriting. And every time I'd meet people at different labels, I was always trying to get another record deal. And they'd always say, just be a songwriter. And to some degree, I guess I listened. And I found that I had a knack or ability to actually understand what someone wanted to say, and I could write a song. I learned all that stuff writing worship songs at church, because it's the same thing. You're writing for an audience, and you're also trying to say things the way many people would like it to say if they could write a song. And I think that's kind of the gift of a communicator or writer. So one thing led to another. I met people in Hollywood, and 2003, I think, I started writing songs for mostly reality shows, crazy shows like Meet My Mom, Date My Dad, all these crazy things. And then the songwriting thing took off, and Without a Trace in Las Vegas and CSI and those other people. So it was good.
It's been a very interesting journey for you. As you look back over the last 20 years, what are the things that you, I guess, feel most proud of in that journey?
It's a couple of levels. The parents, the kids are here now making a living in music, and that's great. That's a great sense to have. I'm still married to the same wife I came here with. That's a miracle over here. And I think, I think growing as a person. The songwriting's great, and I've had some great moments. I've played in stadiums and schools and everything, but just always growing and learning. And when I meet people in my industry, music industry, that are still doing what they did 20 years ago, I go, oh, how's that? There's so many things going on you can learn. So that's, right now I'm studying script writing, like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry in LA, I suppose. But it's just the joy of learning, and the joy of how better I communicate the message. I guess that's the exciting part, I think.
And of course, as you mentioned, you've got family that are still involved in music, and most of our listeners would know of Sam's music, Sam Sparrow.
Sam's doing really well. He's just got a new EP, came out, I think, last week. And he's a delightful young man. He's a great son. And my other son, James, who's a few years younger than Sam, and he's a guitar player traveling around the country and sometimes overseas playing for other artists. They're both paying their bills, paying their rent. That's good.
That's a very good start. Chris, it's been great having a chat to you, and time is too short to go through all the things you've done, everything from movie music, TV music, right through to even writing for Apple on some of their apps. You've done a whole range of things, and I look forward in catching up with you sometime further down the track and finding out what else you've done. But thank you so much for your time today and being part of our 25th celebrations.
Man, thanks so much for having me. See ya.